大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由 Jason 和 Jenny 为你带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about Tomb Sweeping Day.
清明，没错，因为我们今天节目播出的时间呢是4月5日，也就是清明啊。那刚刚 Jason 说了，在英语里面它的名字叫做
Tomb Sweeping Day。
所以这个是非常形象，很 literal 啊。It describes what we do on 清明，就是去扫墓。但是在英语里面啊，它的表达顺序和我们不一样。先说墓，再说扫，是吗？
Yeah, for some reason the order is different here, and we say tomb sweeping day. That's right.
那 tomb 就是墓的意思，它的拼写是 T-O-M-B。但 Jason 这里它的发音不是 tomb。是吧?
Yeah, it looks like it should rhyme with like the word bomb or something, right? But it's pronounced very differently. Yeah, and it's tomb, pronounced tomb.
Tomb, yeah. So the B is silent. 你不发 B 的那个音。然后呢,这个 OM, 它其实是一个 OM 的音。
Yeah, you could imagine it being spelled T-O-O-M, I think. Tomb.
Yeah.Tomb. Okay, Tomb Sweeping Day. So on this day, we do go to the tombs of our loved ones who have passed away, sweep their tombs. 所以这个 sweep 啊，就是扫。那比如在家里做家事，扫地也是 you know, sweeping the floor. 但 Jason, 我还有一个问题想问你，就是清明节除了 Tomb Sweeping Day, 也可以用中文的拼音 right? 清明 but I feel like it's not the most appropriate to call it 清明 Festival.
Yeah, the word festival kind of feels like you're celebrating something, you're happy about something, right? It has a very like fun feel to it. When of course, Tomb Sweeping Day is somber, like we said, it's more of a, you know, sad feeling.
对，所以 festival 这个词呢，它就是有一个含义，就是那种快乐的庆典、庆祝的节日。那清明不是这种快乐的庆典啊，它是一个比较严肃、肃穆，就是刚刚 Jason 用那个词 somber， S-O-M-B-E-R， it's the somber occasion。其实 occasion 就是蛮好的一个词 ，right？ This day， or you can simply call it a day， or it's an occasion。Or a tradition for us as well.
Yeah, that's right.
好呢 of course, on this day, it's all about remembering and commemorating our loved ones who have passed away. 就世界上每一种语言啊，都有很多的婉转的表达，是吧 ？Euphemisms.
Yeah, we kind of avoid talking directly about death, right? As a way to, you know, express respect to the loved ones of the person that's died. And so we have all these different ways to describe dying.
是是，比如像中文，instead of saying 死，我们会说过世、去世、逝去。或者走了，对吧？都有这些表达。那英语里边，我们今天也为大家选择了一些非常常用啊，最常用的这样的 euphemisms， 婉转的表达。Where do you want to start, Jason?
All right, so we're going to start with one that's very similar to some of the Chinese examples you just gave, and that's to pass.
Pass 就是 P-A-S-S。那当然，这个词它有很多的意思 ，but in this context。它的意思就是一个人已经过世了，已经去世了。
Yeah, it's not like passing a test right here. It's more about passing as in moving through a space. So passing or going, right? Leaving, similar to 走了 like we said.
For example, he passed last week or last night, 这样吗?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very simple way of saying it, right? And you might already assume if you say this that somebody's in the hospital or not in the best health and you say, yeah, he passed last week.
Okay, 就不是一个很突然的一个,是吧?是可能就像 Jason 说的在生病啊什么,然后he passed, she passed, 这样。Okay, 那另外的一个 euphemism, 一个说法呢,是在 pass 后面多加了一个词。
Yeah, we can also say somebody passed away.
Yeah, and I feel like this I hear even more often than pass.
Yeah, pass is so casual, I think, that you're not going to hear it too often. Whereas passed away, you're going to hear people who are loved ones of the person who passed away. They're going to use this talking to other people about the death. But other people, when they ask them about it or need to talk to them about it, will use this really commonly as well.
Okay, so someone passed away. 比如说, my grandfather passed away 10 years ago. But I still have very fond memories of him. 那这个 passed away 和 pass 相比，刚刚 Jason 说就意思是一样，但是 pass 就是非常口语，是吧？就可能是家里最亲的一些人 ，when they're talking with each other， 他们会讲的。但是当他们在告诉别人的时候，就会用 pass away 这个词。
Yeah, that's right. And passing away kind of has this feeling of formality to it.But not too formal, right? So it's a really good way to talk about it with people you know.
Then what's the difference between pass away and this next expression, pass on?
Pass on kind of has this feeling that you're going from life into another place, like maybe how some religions believe in a heaven or another place that you're going to go after you die, right? So it gives you this feeling of passing on into another life, another world.
这里的重点 Jason 是说它有一个引申的含义啊，有一个 implication， 它 imply 的就是他们从这个世界离开，但是 they have passed on to maybe an afterlife， 在这个世界以后的人生或者以后的一个世界，比如天堂或者不同的宗教有自己不同的诠释。 When you use the expression someone has passed on， 它更带有一种安慰和一种希望，就是 you know, it's not the absolute end. Like there is an afterlife. There's still hope.
Yeah, exactly. Passed away kind of sounds like 走掉了, like they're gone completely, right? Whereas if you say passed on, they're maybe in another place. And even if you're not a religious person, you still might say this as a way of, you know, 安慰, like you said, giving condolences.
好，那刚刚呢你还用到了我们现在要看的一个表达，就是 someone is no longer with us。 我觉得这个就很像我们中文说的走了。
Yeah, it's often used in the context of maybe you think the person is still there and you have to be told that no, they're no longer with us, right? So it's kind of a polite way of telling you that they died without saying it so directly.
是，而且我觉得它跟前面这几个说法比起来啊，它更加的婉转，是吧？因为像 pass away, pass on, 其实是非常 commonly used to mean 一个人去世了。但这个 no longer with us, 就像中文的走了，或者中文我们也说不在了， it can actually 就有两层含义。
Yeah, you could actually mean they're no longer physically here, right? But
yeah.
It's a way to tell somebody that somebody died without telling them directly, right? So it's super indirect.
是是是。最后我们要跟大家分享的这个 euphemism, 这个表达呢是很直接很直观的一个叫做他们在一个更好的地方。
Yeah, you can say that somebody is in a better place now.
那这个 in a better place now, 我觉得也比较常用在如果对方是 they have suffered from a chronic illness, 就是与病魔做斗争非常的痛苦啊很不容易然后呢 passing away, 他没有这些痛苦 they're actually in a better place now, 是吧
Yeah, like you said, it's often about somebody, maybe they're in the hospital for a long time or they were experiencing some kind of illness. And so they've been suffering, right? And then they pass away. And now at least, you know, they no longer feel that pain. And so they're in a better place in that way.
是的。Or I even hear people say they're no longer in pain anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Just very directly. If you know somebody was suffering from an illness or stuck in the hospital for weeks before they died, right? This is a way of saying, yeah, don't feel so bad. At least, you know, they're not feeling this pain anymore.
我也发现在西方啊，近几年有一个趋势就是葬礼啊，那个叫 funeral. 但是现在越来越多的葬礼 they're called 一个生命的庆典。
Yeah, a celebration of life, right? So instead of just saying funeral, you say a celebration of life. And you'll see this on, you know, an announcement about a funeral instead of just calling it a funeral, right? You'll use this more happy, better feeling sounding title.
Whenever someone passes away, passes on, 都是很难过的事情，都是很悲伤的事情，但是他也一定这个人在他在世的时候留下很多美好的记忆。 And, you know, I've been to a celebration of life, 就是我先生的叔叔前两年在加拿大有去参加他的 celebration of life, 当然那个不是说大家嘻嘻哈哈，但是我觉得整个的 mood 就是很温暖的，当然有眼泪有悲伤，可是不同的发言人，不管是他的家人还是他以前的同事朋友，他们都在 share their favorite memories of this person, how much love and warmth brought to this world.
Yeah, even though there are some Western cultures, I think maybe in Ireland and I believe Mexico as well, they'll have funerals where they do celebrate in a very real way and have a big party and stuff like that. But here, a celebration of life means more celebrating the different parts of their personality and their relationships and their impact on the world and this kind of
thing. 是的是的。好，那看完了刚刚所有的这些不同的关于故去的表达之后呢，我们节目的后半部分要跟大家分享，清明节我们是要去纪念、缅怀和怀念嘛。So how do we say these things in English? 那首先，英语很常用的就是 you go there to pay respect to someone, right?
And this is not just respecting somebody, 尊重, right? This is to kind of honor them. Yeah, to speak about them or maybe to bring a gift. These are all different ways you can pay respect to somebody who died.
没错，你刚刚讲的那个 to honor, H-O-N-O-R, to honor someone, 是不是 both to pay respect to and to honor? 不管这个人是已经去世或者 they're still alive, 我们都可以用这两个表达。
Yeah, I think if you were to say you were paying respect to somebody, the other person listening might assume that maybe they're dead or that they've passed away, but you're right, not necessarily. Sometimes we just use these, especially to honor, we use that quite a bit with people who are still alive.
对对 ,like, you know, we should honor the elderly, we should honor our parents, 对吧？这是很常用的。But of course, in this context, it means a different thing. 另外还有两个常用的词呢，他们就都是更有这个去怀念、纪念的意思。
Yeah, sometimes we simply just say to remember, right? To remember somebody. And in this context, it does mean to remember their life after they've passed away.
所以这里的 to remember 和我们日常生活中什么remember to get milk, 记得买牛奶，那个还是不一样。这个含义更多的是就是前面说的有那种 to pay respect to honor, 对吧？这种 remember。
Yeah, it has a feeling of remembering them as a person for the purpose of honoring their life, right?
对对，没错。你刚刚还说了一个词 to commemorate。
So to commemorate is like a more formal way, right? And it sounds like you're doing something kind of, you know, big or at least meaningful about this person, right? Not just thinking, but also doing.
就像 Jason 说的，可能他是更加的有一种仪式感啊。对应的中文我们就会说纪念、缅怀。然后 very often 就是像你说 doing something, 可能一家人啊或什么我们聚集在一起、我们在we talk about this person, 然后呢我们 bring different things to their tomb, 就是有这样的不同的行为，有这样公开的一些举动来缅怀。
Yeah, you could even like make a photo album, right, of somebody's life, and that could be something you're doing to commemorate them or to commemorate their life.
是的。还有三个表达哦，它们不是动词，都是 in 什么什么 of 或者 in 什么，这三个表达分别是
in memory of, in memoriam, and in remembrance of.
OK, 那这三个其实也是纪念缅怀的意思 ,right? 它们是怎么用呢？或者用在哪里呢？
For me, these give a feeling that it's been a while, I think, that since the person has died or passed away, and these are ways that you want to commemorate them for a long time, so in memory of this person. And they're often used like on the actual gravestone or the tombstone.
对，就是常常在墓碑上面啊，the gravestone 或者那 tombstone 上面会刻下这些表达。我去的教会嘛，我去的教堂，我们坐的椅子，那个椅子后面有一块小牌子。 然后很多就是家里人写的 in memory of or in loving memory of our father who passed away 啊，这个日期。国外有一些那个 benches, right? Park benches or public benches.
Yeah, that's right. These cool benches where people can donate money or, you know, offer some sort of gift to that park. And then they will put a plaque or a small sign on the bench that is, like you said, you know, in memory of one of their loved ones as a way to make their memory last.
好，今天已经分享了很多清明相关的英语啊。节目的最后我想问一下 Jason, 在美国有没有一个比较相似的这么一个日子，这么一个 occasion?
Well, we don't have a day that everybody celebrates together like Tomb Sweeping Day. People do often go and clean up or sweep even the grave sites or tombs of people that passed away, usually on like the anniversary maybe of when they passed away. But we also have the holiday Veterans Day, and I think it's kind of similar. Veterans Day, you're celebrating people who died in war, right? But it has that similar somber feel where you're remembering and commemorating people who have passed away.
Okay. 所以就不是大家一起的这么一个 occasion, 是每一家是吧？就根据自己的情况会去纪念。
Yeah, that's right. Everybody kind of does this on their own with their family, maybe. But we don't have a single day like that where everybody gets together.
不过你说那个 Veterans Day, 以前服役过的这些士兵的还有特别是一些阵亡士兵的纪念日是吧这个也是对美国来说比较重要的。
Yeah, it has a kind of a double-sidedness to it because you also do grill and barbecue and people tend to kind of party and celebrate, but it has a serious tone as well. Yeah, because you're also commemorating those people who died in war, right?
是是，诶，既然你说到吃啊，刚刚你说你们是烧烤 barbecue, 你知道清明我们也有一个一定要吃的东西叫做青团，是一个绿色的，这里的青啊是那个颜色的青就是绿色是一个绿色的糯米团子。
I don't think I've ever had these actually, but they look pretty good when we looked up the pictures.
所以这个让我蛮惊讶的 Jason, 你在中国这么多年没有吃过青团。青团其实非常好吃因为它这个绿色应该是来自于非常天然的比如说在上海我们是会用那个青菜汁可能江浙是用艾草每个地方会不一样所以它是有一个植物的清香外面的皮然后里面的那个馅儿那个 filling, 比如传统的我们江浙沪这一带是甜的嘛豆沙啊或者黑芝麻但是这几年有一些网红的什么咸蛋黄肉松然后什么松露鹅肝 too many new stuff.
Oh man, I liked the first flavors you mentioned. Those other ones seem like they might be a little bit too surprising for me. But I like the sweet ones.
总之没有吃过啊今年我们有没有听众寄一些给 Jason, 或者分享一些你们觉得比较好吃的品牌在节目的留言里面啊 Jason 可以试试看。看你那边买得到买不到。
All right, yeah. Let's go with taro. Let me see if we can find a taro one. I like taro.
啊、oh, 芋头是吧你喜欢芋泥馅的。
嗯超喜欢。
嗯我也是。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。感谢大家的收听我们下次再见。
再见。